This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Salatu alaikum ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the fiqh class. Today, inshallah, we're continuing talking about the issue of marriage. And we've reached the topic of the types of women. In regards to marriage, scholars divide women to two types based on the approval or the disapproval of the wali, of the guardian. We have women who are virgin and women who are not virgin. And why they are divided to these two types? Because again, it depends on the consent. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, الثيب أحق بنفسها من وليها. الثيب means the woman who is not virgin, she is more worthy of herself. Means she can disapprove or approve of the marriage. والبكر تستأذن. And the virgin, her permission is sought. That's what the Prophet ﷺ said. Based on that hadith, scholars differed. And now, here, we are taking the opinion of Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah. So based on that, scholars of the fiqh of Shafi'i, the school of thought of Imam al-Shafi'i, they say it is permissible for the father to marry his daughter to someone without her consent. If she is, what? Virgin. If she is virgin. What's the evidence? Again, from the hadith. How they derived this ruling from the hadith? Yes. Her silence is indication of yes. That's not the point. That's another lesson, but that's not the point here. That's not the evidence. When the Prophet ﷺ started with the thayyib, with the one who is not virgin, he said she is more worthy of herself. Means she has or she can approve or disapprove. So they said if she can, that means the other cannot. So who can? Her father. Based on that, they said her father can marry her even without her consent. Now again, that's the opinion of Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah. Other scholars differentiated whether she is old, adult or not, did she reach the age of puberty or not. Again, you don't have necessarily to agree with this opinion, but that's what scholars of Imam Shafi'i said. And based on that, actually, sometimes the contract happens and the girl herself is not there. Like the two parents, they go to the court, the groom goes, and they establish the official marriage, and then they do the other.
Is there a hadith where a woman went to the Rasul and complained?
Yes, a woman went. She was married without her consent. Yeah, but she was pre-married already. Yeah. It is not, or it is prohibited for the father to marry his daughter to someone if she was not virgin. There is another term, I don't know if it's proper or not to say it, but without her consent and reaching the age of puberty. So if she is not virgin, then he has to have her consent. No? It's okay? Now, the next issue is the levels of the wali. But before that, who can force the girl to marry? Based on the madhab of Imam Shafi'i, who can force her? if she is a virgin? Her father. So, is it the wali or the mahram or the father or what? There is difference, whoever the wali is. Do you agree? No. In the Shafi'i school of thought, and actually all scholars agreed, that no one can force the girl. Because if we say the wali, that means if she has no wali, who will become her wali? The sultan or the prince or the Muslim ruler. And here in this country, let's say there is a woman that she has no wali. So who will be her wali? The Islamic center or the imam? Can he force her to marry someone? No. The only one who can force her is the father. And why is the father? Because they say it is exactly. It won't be perceived that he will work against her. That's why he can force her. And actually, there are many cases where the girl did not want, she refused, but her parents insisted, and eventually it was a good marriage. And you may say also there are other cases otherwise. But anyway, only the father can force her, not any wali. Her uncle cannot force her. Her brother cannot force her. But her father can force her. And when we say her father, does that include the grandfather? Yes. Though some differentiated, but yes. When we say the father and his father. Now, we move to the levels of the wali. Because there are different people, different guardians. First, the father. Then, his father. Then, the brother. Then the father's brother, which means the uncle. Where did they get this sequence from? Why the brother's son comes before the uncle? Who's closer to you? Your uncle or your uncle, right? But he's after your nephew. What do you think? Where did we get this sequence from? That's how they inherit. If the person died, that's the sequence of the inheritance. And who decided that? That's how they inherit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divided the shares of inheritance, He said, أَبَاءُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاءُكُمْ. Your parents, your children, you don't know who's more beneficial for you. So we don't know. So this is the division of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they took it from there and they applied it here. Because again, those are the relatives. Notice one thing here in this sequence, all of them are what? Related to the father. Why? Because they carry the same name. They tell you that once a woman is married, she will affect the entire family. And those are the ones who will care for her, will care for the family. Maybe nowadays things changed a lot, but that was essentially how it was determined. So these are the levels of the wali. Now, another important issue. If the wali is refused to marry the girl to a suitable person, to a suitor, then what happens? What will happen? Yes. Again, remember, we said a suitor. A suitor necessitates that he is what? He is what? He is qualified. So she has a valid reason to marry him.
As long as he doesn't object for a reason that's not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
If he objects for that reason, then
the guardianship goes to the ruler. What about the people in the list? What do you think? It goes to the next in list, right? No. If the father refused, for not for a valid reason, it goes to the imam. Here, this sequence, when the father does not exist, but not for that reason. If he refused, because why? Now, again, some scholars said it goes to the next in list. If the father refused, most likely the rest will refuse also.
They are lower level.
Yeah. So if the...
you go to the highest level, where does he go? You go over the father head now to the imam.
Yeah, so if the guardianship or the wali, if the father is removed, then it goes to the sultan, the Muslim ruler, or whoever in his position. Are you taking from your... Ibrahim's note? Okay. Now, we are moving to another issue. Yarhamukumullah. The forbidden woman. Now, let's say, yes, marriage is recommended, and you can marry a woman, and you have to approve or to get the wali's approval. But which woman can you marry? There are 14 women who are forbidden on the husband to marry. We will see. They are 14 or more. Seven of them are forbidden forever, which means you cannot marry them forever. And those seven based on the blood relations, and that's why they are forbidden forever. Because you cannot change the blood relations. You cannot change this relative. So it is there forever. The first one is the mother. Can you marry your mother? Of course not. This is ijma'. Now let's say someone came and said, why? Why not? What do you say? Yeah. You were breastfed by your mother, yes. You. Well, again, that's the thing. People 50 years ago, they used to say you to same-sex marriage. And now they are trying to legalize it. We don't know. People are degenerating. Maybe after 50, 60 years, you will find some people would say, why not? That's why it's important not to listen to any suspicion to refute. Because there are things that are clear. We don't care. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran after the people of the mushrikeen, after they argued with the Muslims about the dead animal, why they don't eat it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, وَلَيْنْ أَطْعَتُمُهُمْ إِنَّكُمْ لَمُشْرِكُونَ. That's it. Do not eat from it. And if you obey them, you are just like them, committing shirk. You wanted to say something? Yeah, so that's the main reason every time, because Allah said so. So it is forbidden to marry the mother, and this is forever. Next, the daughter. What about the daughter's daughter? It is already implied. If you cannot marry your daughter, you cannot marry your granddaughter also. Then the sister. Then the aunt. And we have the aunt from the father's side and the mother's side. Your father's sister and your mother's sister. Then you have your niece, the brother's daughter, and the sister's daughter. So how many now we have? 6 or 7? 7. 2 aunts. Or you could say 5 briefly and 7 in details. The niece and the aunt twice. Then we have 2 are forbidden forever also. But not because of blood relations. It is because of what? Breastfeeding, because of nursing. We have the nursing mother. A woman who breastfed you, can you marry her? She is not your mother. Still, if she breastfed you, she is your foster mother. And your foster sister. What about the children? Let's say this woman who breastfed you, she breastfed another woman. So that woman is what to you? She's your foster sister, right? Can you marry her daughter? The daughter of your foster sister. Can you marry her? Why? What? Your sister's daughter, but she is not from your real sister. She is your foster sister. Still, the Prophet ﷺ said, يَحْرُمُ مِنَ الرَّضَاعِ مَا يَحْرُمُ مِنَ النَّسَبِ. Whatever is forbidden because of the blood relations is forbidden because of breastfeeding. That's what the Prophet ﷺ said. So now we have 7 and 2. What's the total? 9 so far. Then we have 4 are forbidden also forever, but because of marriage. Those are the in-laws. And they are forbidden forever. The first one, the mother-in-law, the mother of the wife. Can you marry your mother-in-law? What if you divorced your wife? Never. Never. Even if she is beautiful?
Never.
She will never be beautiful. Huh? She's.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, my mother-in-law also is good. So, never. This is the first woman. The second woman, your wife's daughter. Or your stepdaughter. Can you marry her? What if you divorced your wife? She was married to another person and she had the daughter from that person. Now you married her. You married the wife and she already has a daughter. But you divorced the wife. So she's not anymore your wife. Can't you marry her daughter?
Isn't there some allowance there?
Some allowance? No. Yeah, we're talking about marriage. We'll go to these details later, maybe next year in the next level. But now, there is marriage. So this is the second woman is forbidden forever. The third woman is the father's wife. The stepmother. Your father married a woman. And then he divorced her. Can you marry her? No, never. What?
Yeah,
to kill the person who did it when you think that it is permissible or you make it halal. The last woman, the son's wife. She's also forbidden forever. If your son married a woman and he divorced her, you cannot marry her forever. Those women, you cannot marry them forever. Yeah, that's again, we said, يَحْرُمْ مِنَ الرَّضَاعَ مَا يَحْرُمْ مِنَ النَّسَبِ, because of the hadith. So how many women do we have?
13.
Too many. 13. We have three more. But those are forbidden temporarily. Yeah, the wife's sister. And the wife's aunt. You married a woman and you wanted to have another wife at the same time. Can you marry a second woman, which is going to be your wife's aunt? No, you cannot. The Prophet ﷺ forbade that. Now, this is not from the Quran, this is from the Sunnah of the Messenger ﷺ, but it is agreed by all scholars. All scholars agreed on that. This is ijma' because the Prophet ﷺ forbade marrying the woman and her aunt, whether she is her father's sister or her mother's sister. Is Zuhair online? Okay. That's what Zuhair made. It is nice. The mahram tree. So let's see. This is the guy, the poor guy, Ahmed, who's getting married. And the green is the permissible woman to get married to. Actually, can you push it a little bit? Push the projector a little bit so it won't be the board. Yes. No, that way. Yes, that's enough. Jazakallah. So now he says, everything in red, you cannot marry. Everything in red. Everything in green, you can marry. And the yellow is forbidden temporarily. Is he there? Can you explain a little bit why, like the green here, the sister, number 23? Who is she? Now here, I like it. It's really a nice project because it's creative one. Now this is the wife. And this is her sister. Can you marry her sister? No. So she is temporarily forbidden. And this is the side of the wife. Can you marry the wife's mom, which is your mother-in-law? Impossible. Forever. Can you marry your wife's aunt? No. She is forbidden temporarily. Because if you divorce the wife, you can. You can marry her. Then we go down. His daughter, he cannot marry his daughter. He cannot marry his son's daughter. He cannot marry his wife's daughter. It is nice. Now I want you to explain again number 20 and number 23. Because number 20, the accused. What do you mean by accused? If he accused his wife of fornication, she is forbidden forever. He cannot marry her. After they do the li'an, I think it will come with us, inshallah. She is forbidden forever, so it should be red here. It should not be yellow. That's where I had question. But it is nice. And I don't know why ex-wife is forbidden temporarily. Maybe you mean because... No, maybe she is out of the iddah. That's right. You cannot marry her unless there is another contract. During the iddah, you can return her. But after the iddah, you cannot. There has to be a new marriage. And if it was the third divorce also, it's impossible. until she marries another person. Yeah. That's good. I believe this is good. If it was developed a little bit more, I mean, it could be published in everywhere, inshallah. Yeah. We're looking forward to more projects like that from RE students. Next issue is the mahr. After the wali comes the mahr. And what's the mahr? What's the definition of mahr? Any gift within? Didn't you give your wife gifts when you were engaged? Is that mahr? So you don't say any gift. Yes. Something that's stipulated in the contract that the husband will give to the wife. Yeah. Now, you mentioned anything that is stipulated in the contract. Now, she may ask something more than the mahr, and it could be written in the contract. So your term is broader than the mahr itself. You need to mention this is paid or this is given, and what's in return? No, she gave him. She became his wife. Exactly. So otherwise, that's what you need to mention. So I leave it to you. You find a suitable definition for mahr. In Arabic, it's clear. What's the definition of mahr? How much should the husband pay? Sky's the limit. Or otherwise, actually, you should pay me to accept to accept you as a wife. Isn't that what they do in India?
Even some Muslims have that custom.
Subhanallah, some Muslims do that? Which country? Tell me. Even Muslims, they do that? Subhanallah. So how much is the mahr? From as little as? Is there a limit? There is no limit. There is no limit for the minimum or maximum. There is no limit. What if they agreed on nothing? No? Why?
There must be something.
There must be something. Is nothing something or not? There has to be mahr. There has to be mahr. Yeah, and then the man stood up and he wanted to marry her. Yeah, but he gave something. That's an evidence that there has to be something. There has to be something. What if it was not money? Is it permissible that the mahr is not money? What's the evidence? Yes, the Prophet ﷺ asked the man when he wanted to marry her. He did not have anything. He asked him, he could not have anything until he told him, زَوَجْتُكَهَا بِمَا مَعَكَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. I married her to you for what you have of the Qur'an. Means that the Qur'an was the mahr. So it is permissible for the woman to marry someone for a benefit instead of money. So if a person told a woman, I will marry you and I will make your mahr is going for umrah. Is that valid mahr? Of course it is. But what's the best mahr? 50,000? What's the best amount should be in mahr? What's easy? What is law actually also? خَيْرُ النِّسَاءِ بَرَكَةً أَيْسَرُهُنَّ مَؤُونَ. What was the mahr of the wife, of the daughters of the Messenger ﷺ? The highest mahr was 400 dirhams. Do you know what is 400 dirhams? 400 dirhams of silver. What's the nisab of zakah in silver? 595 grams. Earlier, it used to be what? 200 dirhams. So the 595 grams is worth of 200 dirhams. So if we say 400 dirhams is what? 1200 grams of silver. How much is 1200 grams of silver? 1 kilogram of silver. How much? It is approximately $500 or so. Who accepts nowadays this mahr? It is tragic. Wallahi, it is tragic. One of the problems that we are facing nowadays as Muslims, here and in the Muslim world, and that's seen more there, when you see real poor people who are unable to get married. One of the problems that the mahr is so high, you want something lawful, you want to get married, pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you cannot. But if you wanted to fornicate, it is cheap, it is free. That's one of the problems. While at the time of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, marriage was very easy. It was very easy. And why now we have very expensive mahr? Because we don't have correct or strong iman. Who you are to ask more than what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose for his daughters? Fatima, the daughter of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the wife of Ali radiallahu anhu, what was her mahr? Few things. If you collect all of them, they are maybe less than $100. Less than that. Much less than that. And nowadays, that's the problem that we have. You want to get married, you have all these lists. But here's the thing. You want to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's very easy. While at the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, disobeying Allah was very difficult. It was very difficult to fornicate. And it was very easy to get married. It is recommended to mention the amount of mahr before nikah. Didn't we say mahr is condition? Is it a condition or recommendation? Condition. So what do we mean by that? Specifying the mahr, exactly. Which means a husband and a wife, they can get married without specifying what exactly is the mahr. But they agreed that there is a mahr. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, here's the thing, because it happens. It happens that they don't, at the beginning, everyone loved each other, they forgot everything. I don't want anything, I just want you. And then, when the moment of reality comes, they want the money, the mahr. And now, there is a dispute. What's sufficient? What's fair? What will happen here? If the mahr was not specified, it won't be a valid contract? Why? It is a valid contract. There was mahr, but it was not specified. Yeah, but again, the contract is valid. They agreed on mahr, but they did not specify it. What's going on? I have seen mahrs. I've written contracts. The highest I wrote was $100,000. Yeah, and actually, I regretted writing it, but it was like writing nothing, because even the husband, he told me, my wife forgave me already. So it was her father. He wanted to show people, he wanted to show off that, look, that's the mahar of my daughter. That's the problem. They think that this is the value. If you write something like that, that's the value of your daughter. What if the person cannot afford? You pay what you can afford. You don't pay the value. That's the problem. And I wrote 4,000. It was... the lowest I wrote. Actually, there was a contract I did not write. It was just verbal. And it was... necklace. It was only a necklace. Yes. Subhanallah. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, this is the thing. What if you were given $2 million and you did not have a happy marriage life? So what? So you want to get rid of that person. But once you love someone, then the money is not the issue. Yes, if you can afford, why not? But the problem when people cannot afford and they want to get married and they complain, and people themselves say, yes, we want Islam. But once it comes to marriage, no, please, not in this thing. We don't want to apply sunnah here. They don't say it, but that's what they do. We are equals, we are brothers, but when it comes to marriage, no. It has to be from the same family. We are equal, we are brothers and sisters, but when it comes to marriage, that's how much they should pay. We want to follow the sunnah, but not in this thing. So if the mahar was not mentioned, what should they do? Divorce? His word or her word? Now they are married already. Yes. Well, the problem, they did not agree. Because after marriage, if they agreed, she said 5,000, I want 5,000, and he said yes, done deal. What's reasonable? That's the thing. What's reasonable? How you as a judge, how you determine this is reasonable and this is not reasonable? Yes. He was very poor, but she loved him, and she is very rich. Or it is the opposite. He is very rich and she is very poor.
Whose word do we take?
He doesn't want to give anything. If he can get away without even paying $1, he would do it. Yeah, so $1? What? You need the rule. You need the rule. You take her word. That's good then. No woman will specify the mahar. After marriage, it increases. Every problem happens. So what do you do? That's fiqh. Scholars say she deserves mahr al-mithl. What's mahr al-mithl? The similar mahr. What do we mean by similar mahr? The mahr of her female relatives. We don't look at him, at the person himself, because again, he may be very rich or he may be very poor, but she is from this family. So the status in her family is what? Her sisters, her cousins, when they got married, how much they were paid, how much their mahar was. So that's what she deserves. What if there was engagement and they agreed on the mahar, which was $100,000. But for a reason or another, the marriage did not proceed, and they were divorced. They established the contract, but there was no interaction, physical interaction, between the husband and the wife. Should he pay the $100,000? He gives her a gift. And he says, yes. He's not obligated to give her that mahar. But remember, once the marriage contract is established, it is marriage. And then the physical seclusion between themselves, mating, that's additional thing. So once they are divorced, they are considered divorced. Though she is still not touched, and he did not have any sexual relation with her. So he doesn't pay anything, or he pays something, or he pays the entire mahar. What is something? This is the thing. Yes. It depends on who breaks the contract. Think about it. I'll give you the answer next week, inshallah. Because, again, when we mention the rulings, we want general ruling. We'll stop here, inshallah. Is there any question about the mahar or about the wali? Students online, they had many questions about the wali and why he can force her, and is this nowadays applicable or not? Yes. Your foster daughter's sister? Okay, here's the thing. They say in a puzzle, a man married his brother to his sister. Why you're laughing? That's true. A man married his brother to his sister. Could that happen? How? Sister in Islam. What? It's a circle. She's his sister in Islam, but also she is his sister.
Right. You can't marry inside the circle. His brother to his sister. His brother's sister is his sister.
No, the man, he married his brother to his sister. Two different mothers. But if it's the same father, they cannot marry. Two different fathers. So it is the same mother. Two different fathers and mothers, then it is they are not related, and there is not no. She is not his sister. I should have kept this to the exam. Foster siblings. He is his real brother, and she is his foster sister. So to me, she is my sister, because we together. We were breastfed from the same woman. But my brother, he has nothing to do with this woman. They are not related. The relation through me, through the brother. So this and her, they can get married. A man married his brother to his sister. So what was the question again? Daughters... Foster?
Foster daughter's sister.
So someone... No, I want to analyze it because even in Arabic sometimes it is difficult. I need to... Someone has a daughter. She is not his real daughter. She was nursed by his wife. Right? That's the foster daughter. It cannot be other way. So she was nursed by his wife. So she's... His daughter. Her sister, the sister of his daughter. No, wait. I need to think about it. I'm not sure. Yes. No, of course not. His foster daughter, he cannot, impossible. Yeah, foster means nursing, not like what they say here. Foster means she grew up in the family. Yeah. I think he cannot marry her. He cannot marry her based on the hadith. But I need to double check. I'm not sure. Yes. Again, because, well, actually, let's, if it's real question, then I need to think about it. Let's leave it. If it's not, then we don't need even to discuss it. But if it's a real question, I'll answer it. Give it to me and I will see it. Yes. Brothers-in-laws? No. No, they are not. Because if you are divorced, can you marry them? Yes. They are not mahrams. Is the brother-in-law mahram? Of course not. So how come his sons are mahrams? Any other question?
Yes, can you explain another
23
on the chart?
23, I wanted can you show us 23 on the chart, please? Or I can show it, right? I wanted Zuhair. Twenty-three is the sister of, let's see. Yeah, the sister of the father's daughter. So if your father has a daughter from another woman, you cannot marry her because she's still your stepsister. But if she has a sister from another father, so now it is totally stranger from you. So you can marry her. Or no, she's here, she's the foster sister. Number 23, I think she's the foster sister. The foster daughter's sister. Oh, okay, that's the example you were talking about. Yeah, that's correct. You can marry her. That's correct. You're not related to her. You're related to her sister. Yeah. If that's the question you are asking about, that's correct. What's mentioned here is correct. You can marry her. But here in the chart, you need to look at the foster daughter as your foster sister, because you were nursed from the same woman. So her sister is not related to you anyway. In any way, she's not related to you. She's only the daughter of your foster mother. Oh, no, she's the daughter of your foster mother. You cannot marry her, but she's the sister, so you can marry her. Is it confusing? I'm sorry. Yeah, nowadays it doesn't happen that much. Nowadays, I mean, very rare.
Like, for example, my mother nursed her brother's children.
Yeah.
So it happens. I'm not that old.
Yeah. Any other questions? But again, this is correct. Here, it is correct.